And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Linda Alisi. She is president of the Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette, here to talk about a very special film series that they have started along with the College of Liberal Arts here at the university. It will begin this coming Sunday and run throughout the spring monthly. So how did you all come up with the idea for this film series? I know it's in collaboration with the College of Liberal Arts, but it's a very unique series and has a very particular focus.
Well, we started out looking at all the documentaries that are being done in this area right now. And initially we were talking in terms of maybe showing some of these. And so we met with Dr. Barry Osselet, who has his finger in many of these pies. And so when we met with Barry, we developed an entirely different focus in that we decided that we would explore the regional culture through film. And the title is Images of South Louisiana in Film, Responsibility in Representation. And the reason for this is that most of the depiction of our culture has been formed by outsiders. And there were three early documentaries done by Hollywood types from 1943 to 1975. And from these three, which we will see over a period of 3 months, 8 to 10 films were done using this depiction of Louisiana. And in our fourth session, we will see clips from all of these different films, and we will be critiquing the authenticity of the films. And in the fifth session, we will be viewing two of the documentaries done by what we call the insiders, the people who are from Louisiana. And the two that Barry chose span over 17 years. One is fairly recent, and the other one is one of the first documentaries that was done by Pat Meir.
So that's a really interesting structure. You're because it's quite controversial that whole idea of what people do to the image of a culture, and there is a lot of a lot of discussion, heated discussion about that. How people see those movies, and some people rather enjoy the depiction, some people not so much, and so you should get some really interesting discussions out of those films.
Well, we feel that we will, and I think what is happening now is that people in South Louisiana and filmmaking is just, you know, coming to life here, that these people are, I don't want to say projecting the image, but they're presenting a more objective image of Louisiana and all of the culture and the people. And I think what's happened in the past was not so much that the filmmakers tried to present a slanted view, but they honed in on one aspect, whether it would be music or dining, seafood or whatever, and they got a little carried away. One example I can give you is that one of the films depicted a man dressing in drag under the supervision of his mother, including the appropriate undergarments. What they did not say in the documentary that was that this was for Mardi Gras. So it led you to believe that this was an everyday occurrence. And there was a lawsuit that was almost filed by Jimmy DiMaggio as a result.
Over this film.
Over the film, yes.
Well, it sounds like the series will be full of information like that, very interesting historical perspectives, too, on that whole film industry.
Absolutely.
And Barry Osselet, of course, has taught classes here at the university about film and culture for many, many years, and is quite an expert on, well, as you said, fingers in so many pies, but an expert in so many areas of folklore and culture and history. history here in Louisiana. So he sounds like the perfect person to be curating this series.
Absolutely. In fact, when we first met with Barry, we had a very, more of an interesting idea and something that we thought people would enjoy. But once he got involved with it, it went from enjoyment to educational. And I think what we can do at this point is we can also look at the authenticity of other films depicting other cultures as well as our own.
So after having experienced this series, you really have the means to explore and examine and make decisions about how that image is projected in other films.
That's quite true. Mm-hmm. And also, because there are so many documentaries coming out of this area, once you go to the series, and you can go to one or all five parts, it doesn't make any difference. And then you'll be better equipped and tune in in a better way to the documentaries that are coming out of this area.
Right. And what's fascinating and what Barry will help everyone to realize when they attend the series is just how many, even this is a small selection of films that have been made in Louisiana, about Louisiana, but he'll really give a perspective of just how many films have been made here and the different subjects that they focused on, and because there have been a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
So you've chosen these five. Well, there's excerpts from some of the films. You don't have to register for the courses. You can go to one or two or three or all five of them, and it's free to the public?
Absolutely. And also, we've chosen Sunday afternoons starting at 3 at the at Oliver Hall, which is the computer science building at UL. And on the first floor, there is a fabulous little auditorium, and this is where we are going to have the films. There's a parking lot in front of the building with entrance on Girard Park Drive, and we'll have balloons marking the way so that people will know where to park.
All right. It's nice on Sundays. Yeah, parking is available there. And the auditorium is a wonderful auditorium. It's not too large. The sound is great. Very comfortable seats. So it'll be a pleasant experience for people to attend the films. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Linda Alisi. She is president of the Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette, talking about a film series that they have put together along with the College of Liberal Arts here at the university, a series that will be led by Dr. Barry Osselet, who is in Modern Languages and Folklore here at the university. It starts this coming Sunday and will run for the next 5 months, one Sunday a month, perfectly free, and you can attend as your schedule permits. So the first one is this Sunday, 3 o'clock, and all of the films will be at 3 in the subsequent months. Okay. And the film that will be shown this Sunday is...
It's The Louisiana Story, and this was the first film done on Louisiana, and this was in 1943. Of course, it'll be black and white, and this is the first depiction of Louisiana in film where they're really depicting Louisiana. In 1917, Tarzan was made in Morgan City, but it was supposed to have been a jungle.
Yes.
And the only other depiction was the film Evangeline with Dolores Del Rio. Mm-hmm. So this is the first film actually done in Louisiana.
And claiming to really depict the culture and the language and the people. So Louisiana Story, whether you've seen it or you haven't, it'll be an amazing experience. And again, it will be followed by a discussion led by Dr. Barry Osselet after the film. So just a great opportunity to see Louisiana Story, especially if you haven't. It's about an hour, so it won't take that much of your afternoon, along with the discussion, probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. And just a great opportunity to connect with people in the community as well who have similar interests. Tell our audience a bit about the Friends of the Humanities. I know that you all have been on with us in the past, but this is coming up on your 25th year. Y'all are celebrating 25 years in May, and you've done some marvelous things here at the university. So tell us about your mission.
Okay. The organization was started, as you said, almost 25 years ago, and it was formed by 10 ladies who were auditing courses, and they couldn't believe the classroom instructional needs that they were seeing. And so they decided, well, they first started making donations, and then they decided that something really needed to be done. So they formed the organization, and the purpose is to provide the needed financial and support, and a lot of it sometimes is just morale support for the professors and the departments that constitute the humanities at ULL.
And I know they're very, very grateful because it certainly helps. I think you help out professors with particular needs and perhaps travel and certain things that are a little bit outside of the purview of the classroom and really do help them.
One of the things that we do is we have a grants program, and twice a year grants are submitted to the Friends in order for us to donate money. And these could be from departments or from individual professors within a department. And we're very blessed in that we have Lisa Grayley, who is our coordinator. And as of the last year and a half, she has two assistants who are the liaisons, one in the College of Liberal Arts, and that is Kim Todd, and also Renata Doman, who is in the College of the Arts. And so they go around and make sure that everybody knows about the grants program. And as a result, we've gotten some excellent grants. In November, we gave $10,775 in grants, and there will be a grants program again this spring.
So I think people can understand why they're so grateful here at the university to have your help. And in addition to what you do to help to support the professors and the programs here at the university, you all are quite active. You mentioned that it was started by a group of women who were taking courses here at the university, and that's still very much a hallmark of the Friends of the Humanities. You all are very active in taking classes here at the university and creating your own educational opportunities as well.
Yes, that's a real plus because oftentimes, when you're involved with a nonprofit, your purpose is to provide to them. But we have a reciprocal relationship here. And as a result, they help provide for us because one of our goals is lifelong learning. And so we have a books and films course, which is open to the public, but it's spearheaded by the Friends, and professors provide courses each semester. We had one in the fall on history. It was pirates and the golden age of piracy. And there's one in the spring from the English department, which will also start shortly.
I believe that's Dr. Marianne Wilson who will
Absolutely.
Be teaching that class.
And it'll be Faulkner and Flannery, Exploring the Southern Gothic. And here again, it is for members of the Friends, but it is also open to the public.
And so if somebody was interested in finding out more, should they contact the humanities coordinator, Lisa Grayley? What would be the best way to find out more about that class?
Probably to call Marianne Wilson in the English department. That would be the most direct. Mm-hmm. Or calling Lisa Grayley, and she could direct it to Marianne.
All right. So lifelong learning is your goal for everyone who is with the Friends. And you all have quite an active group of, and I want to say women, but there are also men involved in the organization as well.
Yes.
You do allow them to come and take classes and join you. And I know leading up to your 25th anniversary, you all are really hoping to have more members and have more people join you who are interested in lifelong learning as well. Is there a way people can find out more about the organization itself? And
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. One of the ways is to call Lisa Grayley, who is also in the English department, to find out how to join. We also have an email address, and that's foh70505@gmail.com. And if you are interested in getting more information, you can just use that email address, and we'll be more than happy to send it to you. The goal is 250-plus members by the 25th year, and we're almost at that right now.
Congratulations. That Thank says you. A lot about the nature of your organization and the reputation of your organization, and you just have a lot of very committed people in that group, both people committed to lifelong education and also committed to helping to support the humanities here at the university.
I will also say that some of the ladies who started off 25 years ago auditing classes are still auditing classes, and there are a large number of friends who do take courses during the day with mm-hmm. the regular students.
In addition to the special courses that you
yes.
all help put together. Well, that is so admirable and very inspiring to many of us who know that's what you do. So if you're interested in joining the Friends of the Humanities or just finding out more about their courses, their activities, you can contact Lisa Grayley or email them, and we'll have that email address here at the radio station. Again, my guest is Linda Alisi, and she is the president of the Friends of the Humanities. They are here talking about the new film series that they have put together in connection with the College of Liberal Arts. It will be led by Dr. Barry Ossole, and it begins this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock at Oliver Hall. All free, 5 months of great documentaries about Louisiana, and Dr. Ossole will be leading it, and you will learn so much in this course. And we say a course, but again, you can go to one or all of them as well. Well, Linda, thank you so much for your work in this and everything else that the Friends of the Humanities do, and we hope to have you all back on throughout the spring to talk more about your upcoming anniversary and the film series as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith.